咱今天的早起经文是记载在《列王纪上》十七章第一到第七节。
Today's scripture passage is found in the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 1 to 7.
基列徛起，伊提苏比人以利亚对阿卡讲：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的上帝，祈求主。这几年我若无祈祷，一刻无降落，无落雨。”耶和华的话临到以利亚讲：“你离开这个所在，往东去，必在约旦河东边一基立溪边。你必临那个溪内的水，我已经吩咐哥阿在遐供养你。”安尼，以利亚照着耶和华的话，去徛在约旦河东一基立溪边。哥阿答案，何伊？毒命甲物来，伊也啉迄个溪内的水，过了几日，溪水就干了，因为雨无落伫地顶。
Let us all read aloud together. Now Elijah the Tishbite of Tishbe in Gilead said to Ahab, "As the Lord, the God of Israel, lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain this year, except by my word."And the word of the Lord came to him, "Depart from here and turn eastward, and hide yourself by the brook Cher, which is east of the Jordan. You shall drink from the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed you there." So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. He went and lived by the brook Cher, that is east of the Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning, and bread and meat in the evening.And he drank from the brook. And after a while, the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. These are the words of the Lord. Please be seated, Johnson.
各位平安。
Peace to you.
今天我要开始跟大家思想一人，这个人的名叫做以利亚。
This morning, we will start looking at a character in the Bible whose name was Elijah.
咱知影这个以色列的北国。
The northern kingdom of Israel had fallen into sin. And the nation had forsaken God.
And
at this point, the Lord had mercy on the nation of Israel, and he sent his prophet to speak to the nation.
兄弟姊妹，上帝每次给我们有怜悯。
Now the Lord is always merciful.
然后常常有时阵差派伊的使者伫个所在教咱，我去到上帝怀中。
And he sends his spokespersons to speak to us.
然后这个时阵伫这段经文内面，上帝差派了以利亚。
And in his passage, God sent Elijah.
那以利亚的名的意思是叫做耶和华为上帝。
The name Elijah means the Lord is God.
然后，伊这个生活里面，显现显出这个耶和华是上帝这个生活。
And indeed, in the life of Elijah, we see he lived out the message, the Lord is God.
兄弟姊妹，上帝要呼召你。
Brothers and sisters, God is calling you.
上帝要使用你。
And God wants to use you.
要在这个时代里面，有法当侍奉上帝。
To serve him in this day and age.
但是，一个要侍奉上帝的人，应该有责任呢。
But what are the characteristics of someone who serves God?
所以，咱在这段经文的里面，咱就实际来思想有几项物件。
Today we will look at several things from this passage.
那在这边，一个侍奉上帝的人，伊的确会顺服上帝。
A person who serves God, first of all, has an attitude of obedience.
为什么咱有法能看到一个侍奉上帝的人，伊会顺服呢？
Why do I say that a person who serves God must be obedient?
然后你若假使看第十七章的时阵，你看到这个顺服的物件。存在在这个经文里面。
If we look at the passage in chapter 17, we see obedience being lived
out. 你看到上帝安排伊去甲阿哈王讲，伊就去。
God told Elijah to go and speak to King Ahab, and he did.
然后对伊甲阿哈王讲话了的时阵，上帝讲，你去到基立溪边，然后伊就去。
After Elijah spoke to Ahab, God told Elijah to go to the Kerith, the brook of Kerith, and he did.
然后当这个时阵雨停了，无溪水了，上帝讲 ，OK， 你就离开了基立溪边，然后到西顿的时阵。
Even after a while, after the brook dried up, the Lord sent Elijah to go to another place in Sidon.
然后伊又完顺探上帝，就去了西顿找一个寡妇。
And Elijah again obediently did.
所以你看到讲，这个侍奉上帝人一个真重要的特点是顺服。
So you see, one very important characteristic of a person who serves God is to be obedient.
但是这个顺服呢，为什么很过顺服啊
？Why was it easy for Elijah to obey God？
兄弟姊妹，你来看这段经文哦，这个顺服实在不简单。
If you look at the passage, the things that Elijah obeyed in were not simple things.
你想看嘛？伊甲王讲讲
Imagine going to the king and telling the king that it would not rain until he prayed. Imagine going to hide himself in the brook Kerit and to be fed by ravens. That wasn't simple.
所以你会看到一项物件吼，就是你甲我对神的认识偌多。
Our knowledge of God is in direct proportion to our obedience to God.
代表咱对上帝认识偌多，咱就肯顺服了偌多。
In other words, how much we know God will determine how much we obey God.
因为你看到讲，第一节的时阵，你看到以利亚再有起色。
In verse 1, you see Elijah making a making an oath before God.
他说他这个上帝是一个永生的上帝。
He said, as the Lord, the God of Israel, lives.
所以代表这个上帝是永远存活，未改变这个上帝。
So he knew that the Lord lived. He is ever living.
然后他说这个上帝是耶和华。
And he called this God the Lord, Yahweh.
这个耶和华意思是上帝施出慈爱怜悯跟以色列立约的上帝。
Yahweh was of course the covenantal God of Israel, and he was the one who showed loving kindness to Israel.
虽然这个耶和华的意思是自有永有。
Yahweh means I am that I am.
但是因为这个名给了摩西，然后仰望摩西。透过这样代志，甲以色列人讲，上帝要带你离开埃及。
His name was given to Moses, and through Moses, it was given to the Israelites to tell them that God would bring them out of Egypt.
所以知影这个上帝本身是永远的上帝，这个上帝是施主爱的上帝。
So Elijah understood that this is the living God he was serving, and he is a God of loving kindness.
然后伊讲这个上帝除了是一个耶和华的上帝，又话伊是以色列的上帝。
Not only that, Elijah called God the God of Israel.
然后这个以色列，咱知影这个名是上帝和雅各的一个名。
We know that the name Israel was given by God Himself to Jacob.
就话出话讲雅各是我拣选你的上帝。
In other words, Jacob was a man chosen by God.
所以代表讲我是上帝的选民，是一个上帝。
And the nation of Israel was God's chosen people.
然后伊讲这个是神，是这个神代表伊是有能力的上帝。
This God, the God of Israel, is a powerful God.
所以你看到这个以色，这个以利亚吼，伊规个思想里面对神有一个真清楚的明白。
So even in the way Elijah addressed God, you can see that he understood who God was.
所以因为这款的原因，你要叫伊顺服是真简单。
Because he knew God, it was easy for him to obey God.
但是你若倒掉来想
，But on the other hand,
在咱头壳的神哦。这个神官是什么官的神官
？In our mind, do we know God? What kind of a God do we have?
但是你若看普通的时阵，真侪人的神官有几落项
？People often have several views of God.
然后头一方面，真侪人的神官，伊的神哦，是你拣选的神，唔是伊拣选人的神。
People have different notions of God. One notion is that this is a God I chose. This is not the God who chose me.
你看到这个世界的时阵，你看到真侪人，哎呀！
People often think, well, there are a lot of gods and they're all not too bad. So I can choose for myself whether I want this god or that god, and it's good. Someone was preaching in India. And this person was introducing Jesus to the people of India. And when the person heard about Jesus, he was very happy.
And
they were very happy to hear about Jesus. And the preacher asked, are you willing to accept this Jesus? And the other person said yes. The preacher was very happy that the other person would accept Jesus. But then later in their conversation, he found out that in the other person's mind, he was just simply adding another God. And he thought that's not bad. Because you know, the people of India, they believe in hundreds of gods. They believe in many, many gods. And it's nothing to add one more God.
所以说很多人的心是说，哎，这个对我不会派，我就敬；这个不对我不好，我就不会敬。
And for a lot of people, they believe that they had chosen God, and so they could pick and choose which one is a good one and which one is not.
所以这个是咱很多时候的神观的问题啊。Oftentimes
we have a wrong notion of God.
那第二款咱的神观是什么款的神观？A
second notion that is wrong of God.
我要找一个听我的嘴的。
Is that people are often looking for a God who would listen to them rather than have them listen to God. But when you look in the Bible, it's very clear. When Jesus was performing all his miracles, a lot of people wanted to make Jesus king. Jesus didn't want to be king at that point. And Jesus wanted to communicate to them, it is not you who make me king.
所以换句话讲，上帝最王是伊本身是控制人，唔是人控制神。
God is in himself king, and he controls people. He is not to be controlled by people.
但是咱真侪时阵哦，咱爱控制这个神。But
oftentimes we want a God that we can control.
啊，咱第爱的神哦，是阿拉丁的神呐。
The kind of God we want is like Aladdin's genie.
You
know, a genie that pops out of a lamp when you rub it, and he would say, your wish is my command. Sometimes we pray and pray, and we feel that God is not really answering us according to the way we like it, and we say we would go to another God.
So you see,
so oftentimes, our notion of God is that we have chosen him.
And our notion
of God is that he is someone I can control. And even worse than that, sometimes we have a wrong notion of God in that we think he is the God we can bribe.
Let me just illustrate.
You know, oftentimes at Chinese New Year, we eat
地瓜。啊，你知影有真侪菲律宾人，啊，知影中国人这个到新年，伊就问什么啊，地瓜。The
sweet rice cake that we eat at Chinese New Year, even Filipinos know about
地瓜。啊，然后你就知影这个传说地瓜怎样不？But
do you know how 地瓜 came about? The legend behind it?
伊讲到原来吼，灶卡哦。
Well, because traditionally the Chinese believe that there is a God of the kitchen. You know how the Chinese are polytheistic. There is a God of the ground. There is a God of the sky. There's a God of thunder. And there's a God of rain. And there's a God of everything. And of course, in the kitchen, there's a God. But then there's a problem. At earlier times, you know how daughters-in-law and their mother-in-law do not get along. And of course, the daughter-in-law cannot just rant about their mother-in-law anywhere. But oftentimes when the daughters-in-law gather in the kitchen, they complain about their mother-in-law. Maybe while they're cooking, they're cursing their mother-in-law in their heart. But then, who would hear them complaining about the mother-in-law? The God of the kitchen or the God of the stove. And of course, if the God of the stove or the God of the kitchen hears that,
但是在中国人的思想里面, 这个造型哦, 每年就回报, 去天顶来, 来, 来报告这个地上什么,
and you know how in Chinese legends, every year all the gods would have to make a report to the great God.
这样这样就问题了。
And so the daughters-in-law are afraid.
然后他就去照看这个造型啊，将伊所买的物件隆重报告去顶面，伊就有代志了。
What if the God of the kitchen or the God of the stove would report everything they say to the great God?
所以第一好是什么？
And so what they would do?
让他吃甜的。
Is to give something sweet.
那让他吃甜的了，他去报告，也跟甜淡薄。
To offer something sweet to the God of the stove so that they would give a sweet report.
所以你看嘛，咱有时阵，咱的神的观念嘛，会神哦，有法当贿赂的这个神。
So sometimes we think that our God can be bought, they can be bribed.
那有时阵哦，在教会嘛是安尼，人基督徒嘛是安尼。
Even Christians sometimes have that notion.
那有时阵，上帝叫你去。
Suppose God wants you to be a pastor. You don't want to be a pastor, so you say to God, God, I can be a businessman and I will make a lot of money and I will offer a lot of money to support your missionaries. But then we forgot one thing. We have forgotten that all our money actually comes from God. They're not ours. And even if you are trying to make money, God and God does not bless you, you won't make any money.
所以我们的观念，有时候说，说上帝啊，你若给我这样，我要这样。
And sometimes we try to bargain with God.
所以我们的神，有时候。
And we think that God can be bought or bribed. But think about it.
那假如我们的神哦，是咱敬的。
If our God is someone we choose,
咱的神是咱来控制,
if our God is someone we control,
咱的神是我当回路的,
if our God is someone we can bribe,
来，我问一个问题。
Then let me ask you this.
这款的神你会顺服吗？
Will you obey this God?
我相信不会。
I believe no.
但是我们的神哦，是有阻碍、有能力去控制我们的上帝。
But we know our God is loving and powerful, and He controls us.
然后，祂是阻碍，所以咧，好的嘅物件，叫你行嘅路，的确对神来讲得到荣耀，对人来讲得到益处。
He is a loving God, and whatever He asks us to do will glorify Him and will edify us.
所以兄弟姊妹，当是上帝要用咱的时阵。
So when God wants to use us, we need to learn to obey. Now to obey is not easy.
但是哦，你若假使一个牵手，
Suppose you are married.
然后这个丈夫哦，是真正好的丈夫。
Suppose you have a very good husband.
然后真疼你的丈夫。
A very loving husband.
然后供应你各项的丈夫。
And he provides everything you need.
然后他做的决定对你拢是真好。
And he makes decisions that are good for you.
我问你啊。
And may ask you,
你觉得太太要顺服吗?
If you are the wife, will you find it easy to submit to your husband?
我相信会啊。
I believe it is.
但真可惜，咱真侪丈夫佮无完全呐。
But of course, unfortunately, a lot of husbands are imperfect.
也佮好太太要顺服也是真艰苦啊。
And that makes it hard for the wives to submit.
但是咱感谢上帝，咱的上帝是完全的上帝。
But we thank God because He is a perfect God.
上帝无欠应任何物件。
He does not need anything.
所以你无需要回来。
Therefore, we don't need to bribe Him.
所以呢，你佮我，那伫顺服的里面，实在是第一宝贝。
And when we fully submit to Him and obey Him, that's just the best thing.
所以你看这段经文，你就了解这个顺服上帝的人，伊就会干哪，得到上帝的引导。
In this passage, you will see that a person who is obedient to the Lord will receive God's guidance.
所以这个是头一方面，咱看到侍奉神的人。
So the first characteristic of someone who serves God is he will be obedient to God.
第二,
a second characteristic.
然后他若对工作来讲，上帝吩咐他的工作来讲，他的忠心。
With regards to his work, he will be faithful.
啊，要怎样讲法呢？
Why do I say this?
那你若假使看这段经文，
If you look at the passage once again,
然后你会看到讲。 上帝吩咐这个以利亚走去找阿哈王。
God asked Elijah to go to King Ahab.
所以他在耶和华面前起誓跟阿哈王讲什么？
And therefore Elijah said, "As the Lord lives."
然后他讲到，我若无祈祷，就未落雨。
There will be neither dew nor rain except by my word.
所以我若祈祷，雨就落来。
In other words, only when I pray will it rain.
所以兄弟姊妹，你看这几个经文的几个情形的事。
Now, if you look at this whole scenario,
兄弟姊妹，这个不简单啊。
This is not something easy to do.
这个不简单。
Why?
有两个不简单。
Because of two reasons.
头一个不简单。
First of all,
你走去找王讲，哎。我祈祷的时阵，甲落雨无祈祷的时阵就无落雨。
To go to the king and declare to him that it will rain only when you say so.
我跟你讲，这个可能你要无命。我跟你讲
，you could die from that, you know.
对吧？所以你无奇怪，上帝叫伊去找什么？去到找基立的所在，溪边，然后避咧，你知无
？No wonder afterwards, God told Elijah to go hide himself.
啊，你若甲我，比如讲，我若甲太太讲
，Suppose I say to my wife，
哎，我祈祷甲落雨，无祈祷无落雨。
It will rain only when I pray。
哎，到时阵无落雨，啊，未要紧啊，太太 ，sorry， 了咯，解决了嘛。
Suppose it doesn't rain, well, it's okay because she's my wife and I just have to say sorry。
然后你若甲王讲哦，你命可能会问题啊。
But to say something like that to the king, you could die. And that's not the worst. Even worse than that is that, you know, in common sense, I pray and it will rain. I don't pray and it will not rain.
这句话不简单，你知吗？
That doesn't make sense.
所以换这句话讲，咱知影控制一切物件是上帝手里嘛。
We know that everything is controlled by God.
出日落雨是耶和华所赐的嘛。
Whether it rains or it shines, it is by God's command.
那现在上帝叫你去甲王公讲什么啊？讲我若无祈祷，雨就袂落来。
But now God wants you to go tell the king that it will rain only if you pray.
这个思想哦，是甲人的常理无相同。
Now of course that does not make sense at all.
因为哦，你祈祷，雨敢会来？
Because how do you ask for rain just by praying?
然后你若无祈祷，雨就袂来。
How can you withhold the rain by not praying?
你跟我是谁啊？
Who are we?
我们无这个力啊。
That we can control the rain.
但是上帝讲叫你去，你去，你忠心做。
But God told Elijah to do it, and Elijah just faithfully did it.
但是到落尾，诚实祈祷了，雨就落来。
Now in the end, in fact, the rain came only when Elijah prayed.
你知影咱哦，有这个时代里面，咱真艰苦，做一款超越咱理性的代志。
You know, sometimes it is very difficult for us to do something irrational. Or something beyond our reason.
就这些物件，我祈祷就落雨，无祈祷，这个是超越咱理性。
To say that rain will come only when I pray, that's beyond our reason. There are two ways to look at the world. Philosophically, there are two worldviews. One kind is called a closed system. One is an open system. Now, what do we mean by these two philosophical ways of looking at the world?
你若讲到这个封闭的系统，代表是什么呢？
A closed system means
这个是指到讲上帝本身哦。创造这个世界了，这个世界是封闭，和这个自然定律来去控制。
That after God created the world is a closed system, and everything is governed by natural law.
然后上帝无参与，然后无干涉世上发生的代志。
God is no longer interfering or participating in whatever happens in the world.
然后这个是新派所信的思想。
Now this is the way of the liberal theologians.
然后这个新派神学思想，伊无相信有神力。
They don't believe in miracles.
但是兄弟姊妹，假使若无神力，上帝嘛无参与的时阵，兄弟姊妹，你甲我祈祷就无意思。
But if the world is indeed a closed system and there are no miracles and God is not engaging in this world, then prayer would be meaningless.
但是你跟我相信有基督,
but we do believe in prayer.
因为咱相信的不是一个封闭系统的世界观,
because we don't believe in a closed system.
然后咱相信的是一个开放系统的世界观,
we believe in an open system. Of the world. That means after God created the world, we believe that the world is eventually going towards the final purpose of God. But in the process, God is participating in what's happening. We believe theologically in God's providence. That means God is engaging himself in this world. And when you look at Elijah, he did not believe in a closed system of the world, but he believed in an open system. He understood that God was involved. That God can interfere. God can make it rain. God can withhold the rain. So brothers and sisters, our God does listen to our prayer. Of course, he answers our prayer according to his purpose, not according to ours. But our God does hear our prayer. Now, if we understand this, we believe that God is continually guiding us. So, whatever God asks us to do, we only need to do it faithfully. Even though philosophically we do not agree with a closed system of the world, but sometimes in this world, even in a lot of churches, they operate as if there is a closed system.
这你没看到有很多时候教会说什么哦，你若教会要增长，你就参加什么款的 训练班。
You know, some people will tell you that if you want the church to grow, if you want the number to increase, then we need to have these and those classes and training.
还是说，哎呀，我若教会要增长，我就用什么样的方法，什么方法，什么方法。
Or we follow certain methodologies for church growth.
兄弟姐妹，方法了，教会会增长吧。
Brothers and sisters, do churches grow because of methodology? We have to understand that people's hearts are controlled by God. That life transformation is a work of the Holy Spirit. So in the church, sometimes we have activities, we have lots of different functions. Now, they are not wrong. But sometimes we neglect that we are actually operating according to a closed system. We do not emphasize operating according to an open system. For if we really do believe that God is at work, then one thing must certainly prevail. It is an emphasis on prayer. So brothers and sisters, in our church, we have a different emphasis in the coming 5 years. Next year, we are working on a praying church. Since we believe in an open system where God is at work, It's true that we continue to plan what we want to do, but we have to understand that God is the one at work. God is at work. So next year, if you are attending the first service, you need to come 15 minutes earlier because we have a prayer time for the first service as well. If you are attending the second service, please note that you can come 15 minutes earlier and we have a time of prayer. Why? Because in many things, in all things, it is God who is working. So whatever God tells us to do, we must do faithfully. But there is a problem. In the Old Testament, it was easy. Because in the Old Testament, God spoke to people audibly. Such as in Elijah's case, God spoke to him. God said, go to the brook of Kereth, and he went. Go to Sidon, and that's where he went. Now, in the Old Testament, that's how God spoke to people. Sometimes people, if they couldn't figure out what to do, there was the Urim and Thummim in the Old Testament. It's a little bit like the casting of lots in Chinese tradition. But it's actually different. But what about in the New Testament? We New Testament believers, how do we find out about God's word? How can we be faithful to God's leading if we don't know what God's telling us to do? Now, New Testament believers have two special things that were not available in the Old Testament. The first is that God's revelation is already complete. In the Old Testament, they didn't have the complete Bible. But now, the Bible is complete. God's revelation has been given to us. This is the first special thing that we New Testament believers have. A second thing is that when we became believers, God sent His Holy Spirit to permanently indwell us. The Holy Spirit does not come and go. He indwells us. He stays in us permanently. In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit filled people sometimes, but He did not dwell in people. In other words, outwardly, we have the Bible. Inwardly, we have the Holy Spirit. But what does the Holy Spirit do? The Holy Spirit does one precious work. That is to bring us back into the truth. So if we walk by the Holy Spirit, then we would go back to God's truth. When we walk by the Holy Spirit, we will bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit. So as New Testament believers, what should we ask? We should not keep on asking, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? We should ask instead, what do you say in God's in your word? Whatever God has told us to do in the Bible, we do it faithfully by God's power. Well, that's what we should ask. So, how do we go about this? What do we do when we need to make decisions? Well, go back to the Bible. Just decide if things are according to the Bible. And the Holy Spirit will give you wisdom to make decisions based on God's word. Do not just listen to people easily.
然后你唔通讲，哎呀，忽然间听见一个声，哎，这个是你要娶某呢
？And let us not expect to hear God audibly telling us, for example, whom to marry.
啊，你也唔通讲经常靠环境呢
？And let us not also just keep on looking at the environment.
啊，我有一摆我用一个例啊。
Let me illustrate.
然后有一摆吼，有一个人万事都爱娶某啊。
One time there was a person who really wanted to marry.
然后伊咧娶某的时阵，到底啥是上帝安排啊
？But he couldn't figure out which girl is the one he should marry.
然后伊就讲，我下礼拜要甲早来礼拜。
And he said to himself, next week I will come to church early.
然后头一个入来吼，那是单身的，就是迄个。
And the first woman that comes in the door who is single.That would be the person I will marry.
所以迄个吼，坐伫后边迄位咧看。
And so he came to church early, and he sat at the very back.
哇！一入来时阵
，at first someone came in. He came in and he sat there.
然后你看到一个女的单身的入来啊。
And he saw a woman who is single coming in.
哇！六十岁了啊。
But this woman is 60 years old.
啊！我问你，这个是不是上帝爱你安排好你的
？So is that the person that God has in mind for him?
你的祈祷，我头一日你来担心嘛。
But that was his prayer, wasn't it?
所以哦，唔通看环境，你知无
？So don't make your decision based on circumstances like that.
环境是参考。
Well, circumstances can be for our reference.
但是咱我知道了神的真理。
But we should go back to God's word.
所以当上帝知影伊清楚，伊咧引导咱、带领咱做物件的时阵。
Now, when we know how God is leading us, what God is telling us to do in His word, then brothers and sisters,
用心去做。
We just do it faithfully.
用心去做。
Do it faithfully.
好对不？所以伫这段经文，你看以利亚也是用心去做。
So in this passage, we see that Elijah did.Faithfully, what God told him to do.
但你看整个过程里面，你拢看到上帝的手在遐咧带领。
And throughout all the events, you see that God's hand was leading him.
所以你看到一个侍奉上帝的人。
So a person who serves God,
对神来讲，伊会顺服。
Will be obedient towards God.
然后对工作来讲，伊会干哪？伊会忠心。
And will be faithful towards his work.
然后对生活呢
？Now what about towards life in general?
生活哈。伊就会信靠啊。
Towards life in general, he would exercise reliance.
啊，照照讲法。
On God.
因为当上帝叫伊去找阿哈讲讲话了时阵。
Now God told Elijah to go send this message to Ahab.
然后这个时阵哦，然后上帝可以讲了，伊就清楚甲伊讲，讲你就去到倒落，基立。的溪边。
And then after that, God told Elijah to go to the brook Kereth.
然后这个基立在哪里
？Now where's Kereth？
这基立吼是约旦河的东边。
It is east of the Jordan River。
然后伊的溪水吼，的水会流到约旦河里面。
It is a tributary of the River Jordan。
所以伫遐吼，伊的水啉无问题。
And so the water there is very fresh, good for drinking。
甲啉完全唔免惊。
Good for drinking, so he didn't have to worry about water。
所以啦，叫伊去基立溪边啉水无问题。
So God told Elijah to go to the brook Kereth, and he would have no problem with the water。
但是我感觉第一大的问题伫倒咯。
But then the biggest problem is，
是如果你去哈，你有水通啉无问题啦，对不
？Not with the water。
啊，你要食咧。
But what about the food？
啊，这个食吼。我跟你讲真艰苦呐。
Now that's something very difficult。
因为哈，上帝讲什么？你去哈，去到遐哈，然后我会叫乌鸦找物件给你吃。
God told Elijah, you just go there and I will ask ravens to bring you food。
我跟你讲，这个我哈大问题啊。
Now for me, that's a big problem。
干那乌鸦
？Why ravens？
你只乌鸦本身，你若看圣经有几落摆提到乌鸦。
Now ravens, this kind of bird appears several times in the Bible.
头一项，你若看到这个乌鸦，你若看利未记来讲，这只乌鸦是无洁净的动物。
First of all, according to the book of Leviticus, ravens are considered unclean animals.
然后第二项哦，圣经伫创世纪里面拿阿的事件里面不提到乌鸦。
Also in the book of Genesis, in the time of Noah.A raven was mentioned.
你会记得当这个洪水充满了这个世界的时候
，Remember that there was a flood that covered the whole earth, right?
然后世界隆重的人灭掉了。
And then all the people died.
你船顶有八个人
，Except for the eight people who were on the ark.
那到底水底是消去啊
？So when did the flood waters subside?、
哦、这个拿阿看不到。
Now Noah couldn't see.
所以头一只 放出去吼，是乌鸦。
So Noah sent out a raven.
那这只乌鸦出去了的时阵，无倒来哩，来啊。
The raven went away and it never returned.
你知影乌鸦本身啊
？You know ravens?
伊爱食死的肉嘛。
They would eat rotten flesh.
啊，然后。这个，所以你一去了，有真侪尸体底下，伊都无倒来，就无问题啊。
So the ravens just went away and they never, and it never came back.
所以呢，你想看卖，这个无洁净诶。
Now imagine an unclean bird.
那这个是完全出去无倒来诶。
And a bird that could not be counted on, it goes away, it never comes back.
那假使，把假使吼。上帝甲伊利亚安尼讲。
Suppose God were to tell Elijah.
伊讲你去吼，去基立溪边吼。
Go to the brook Kereth.
然后我安排一只鸽啊吼，推物件给你吃。
And I will send a dove every day with food.
我跟你讲哦，我较无问题啦。
I think I don't have that much of a problem with the dove.
因为鸽啊去了会干哪，会倒来对不？
Because you know doves know their way, they know their way to come back.
这个乌鸦。不知哦，去了都唔不倒来。
But ravens go away and they never come back. You can't count on them.
然后突然啊，你国家一个代志出来。
And there's yet another problem.
伊讲什么呀？早暗推饼和你食。
God said that ravens will bring bread morning and evening.
哇，我问你啊。
Well, let me ask you this.
哇，伊还有时间性啊，够早起够暗暝啊。
The ravens could even tell time. They know morning and evening meal time.
啊、我问你啊，你那是以利亚。
Now if you were Elijah，
啊，上帝跟你讲啊，你要做不
？And God said that to you， would you do it？
你信的靠未
？Would you trust in God enough？
那譬如讲啊
，Suppose
啊，今仔日上帝跟你讲一句话。
Suppose God says to you today，
伊讲 Elliot，
Elliot，
你每伫礼拜堂第几迄个所在
？You go to the very top of the church and you hide yourself there。
然后吼。按早起暗暝，用一只螺丝啊，推物件给你吃。
And every morning and evening, I will send a mouse with the food that you need.
你要去哦
？Would you go?
你明白正正这个观念呐
？Well, it's about the same idea. It's exactly the same idea.
你敢不敢去
？Would you trust in that kind of a promise?
但是我跟你讲，侍奉上帝的人。
But let me tell you that if you want to serve God.
上帝叫你做什么
？God will tell you to do something.
上帝讲我要供应你。
And God promises to provide for you.
你只有什么
？All you can do.
信靠。
Is trust and rely on Him.
上帝讲的。
If God says something.
上帝负责。
He owns up to His word.
上帝讲叫你去遐。
If God tells you to do, go somewhere.
你水有通啉。
Then you will have water to drink.
然后你去到遐。
And when you go there.
我给乌鸦正是推物件给你。
Ravens would come.At the right time with the food you need.
有成就不？
And did that happen?
有。
Did it actually happen? Yes, the ravens did come.
你注意去看，当溪水了的时。
And one day, eventually, when the brook dried up.
因为无落雨，溪水。
Because there was no rain, the brook eventually dried up.
上帝讲你离开基立溪边。
God told Elijah to leave the brook Kereth.
你看到上帝在关心人，你看到不
？You see that God was caring for Elijah all the way.
所以侍奉上帝的人，对咱的生活来讲
，So if we serve God, we must have this attitude for life in general.
兄弟姊妹，信靠上帝。
That God can be trusted in, we should rely on Him.
啊，我问了。
Let me ask you this.
上帝有讲担保你，归世人完全富贵无
？Did God ever promise that you will always be very rich?
有无
？Did He?
无。
No, he didn't promise that.
无。
He didn't.
所以我无啥相信prosperity gospel.
So I don't believe in prosperity gospel.
我唔相信这样。
I don't believe in that.
但是我问你，圣经讲啥物
？But what does the Bible say?
当你基本的需要，上帝有供应。
Does God promise to provide for your basic needs?
有无
？Does God?
有无？有。
Yes, he did.
上帝供应。
Yes, God will provide.
所以，亲像诗篇二十三篇头一节，你拢真清楚。
We all know Psalm 23 verse 1.
好，耶和华是我的牧者，我得到无地到欠缺，你看到吗
？I shall not be in want of anything any.
所以，但是咱哦，会需要特别有三个层面。
But the things we want are of three levels, actually.
哦，有头一个层面，我叫伊叫做 need.
There are the basic needs.
就是基本的需要。
The needs.
然后第二个层面叫做 wants.
And then there are wants.
是我所爱的东西。
Things that we want.
然后有另外一个更加贵的层面是 wish.
And then there are wishes.
是我所更加愿意去追求的。
Things we wish to have.
但是这个世界吼。
But then in this world,
咱常常发生一个问题。
We often have a problem.
这个世界常常跟你讲，你的 wants, 你的 wish, 让你感觉是 need.
We are often confused in that we think we need.What we want and what we wish. Actually, our basic needs are very simple. Well, you eat pandesal, you can survive. But if you think you must eat steak to live, then we have confused our needs and our wants.So what God has promised, God will own up to His promise. And if God is leading us, then we don't need to worry. We just have to trust. What about Paul? Paul also said, Paul said, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. But take note, let us not misquote that verse. Don't go up to the 10th floor.
I can do all things through Him who strengthens me.上帝，我跳落去啊！我相信你会保守我。
And jump out of the 10th floor, quoting that verse.
然后你跳看麦。
Because if you do,
啊，你就知影是什么代志结果。
You know what will happen.
但是迄则圣经则唔是安尼咧。
But that verse has a context.
因为迄个上下文讲到保罗会晓处贫穷，会晓处富贵。
In that context, Paul was talking about the fact that he knew how to live in abundance and he knew how to live in want.
所以无论我是富贵的时
，So whether he had an abundance，
无论我是贫穷的时
，Or whether he had to live in a very simple way，
但是我当靠着迄个加予我力量的，我凡事拢会做。
He could do all things through Christ who strengthens him.
代表什么？代表上帝。
That means God will provide.
So we need to have faith.
So we need to have faith.
So today,
if we are in need, we all have different needs, don't
we?
But remember that if we trust in
God,
He will own up to the words that He gave, and we just have to trust. God will provide us with enough.
啊，我所讲的教育是基本的教育。
That is sufficient in all our needs.
那其他吼，我跟你讲，这是 bonus， 好不？
Now, and if God gives us something beyond our basic needs, it's all bonus.
啊，咱就感谢主，恁大家人真多 bonus。
We need to be thankful because we all have experienced a lot of bonuses, don't we？
但是你知影，这个侍奉上帝的人。
But to be someone who serves God.
我当乎神得到至宽的荣耀。
To glorify God.
兄弟姐妹，对神来讲。
We need to have an attitude of obedience towards God.
对侍奉工作来讲，咱忠心。
An attitude of faithfulness towards our work.
在咱生活里边，咱信靠。
And an attitude of reliance towards all our lives.
我跟你讲，到落尾。
In the end,
上帝用你。
God will use you.
上帝用你。
God can use you.
你要和上帝用吗
？Would you want to be used by God?
开始对神顺服。
Then start to learn to obey God.
对工作忠心。
To do our work faithfully.
对生活。
And to
信靠。
Trust in God in our lives.
撒个祈祷。
Let us pray. 特别想感谢你，因为你是一个疼阮的上帝，你听着，你引带阮，你强应阮，你带领阮，你主帮助阮，让阮对主会带领，对主会欢呼。我阮会晓存着顺服的心，就主帮助阮伫你所托付的工作，也是存着一个忠心的态度去好好去做。求主也是帮助阮，让阮伫逐日的生活内面，我通信靠主，知影你是阮的牧者，阮的确无低高谦虚。你所吩咐阮去做的代志，你也是的确按照你的能力，想使阮够有存，让阮有办法通去行出来。求主你帮助阮，让阮。最好好地来学习，在功课的时阵有法通大大互主来使用，安尼基督耶稣基督的名。